بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن معاوية رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يريد الله به خيرا يفقه في الدين. We are still in this book of knowledge, that is Islamic knowledge, to gain Islamic knowledge. The importance of it is that our iman also will not be correct if we don't have the Islamic knowledge with regard to our aqaid, with regard to our beliefs. Especially in this day and age when a lot of negative effort is being made on Muslims within the Muslim ranks, that of the Shias, of the Qadianis, of the Salafis, it is possible that we have some wrong beliefs because we don't have the correct knowledge. And if our iman is not correct, then nothing else will be correct. Similarly with our ibadat, all our ibadat, we must have the correct knowledge of how to make wudu, what breaks wudu of our namaz. For example, one very common thing in our namaz is a person scratches over and over, and we don't have the knowledge that by 3 times scratching in one posture, namaz breaks. We are happy, I made my namaz, but in actual fact, namaz is not made, it is broken. So in the same way with our wudu and all our other ibadat also. Then about business dealings, there also we have to have Islamic knowledge that we deal correctly. Otherwise our ibadat may be correct, but even if to the extent of a farthing, less than a cent, if our business dealings are not correct, we can be taken heavily to task for that also. Then our social etiquette, how we interact with our wives, with our family people, with people in the community, our neighbors, that knowledge also we should have. So this is a very important aspect to acquire proper Islamic knowledge. We are fortunate, yeah, we have one for the Darul Uloom where our children can be admitted and get the full knowledge. Then we have got Maulana Abdullah Dabilia who does adult classes on once a week, and in there the basics of our necessities of our deen, and many brothers do attend these classes. For example, our tajweed must be correct, the pronunciation of the alphabets. If our alphabets we are not pronouncing correctly, a broad example, if we want to say bet and we say ket, just we change B into C, the whole meaning changes. Just like that in Arabic, yeah, it is very, very close. We know that we are making some reservation or something, and the name, our name must be spelled correctly. Instead of one letter, if they misheard and they put another letter, you can be refused a boarding at the airport also. Your name does not correspond to your passport name. So similarly in the Quran Sharif, we must read correctly also. So this is very important. Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "May yuridillahu bihi khayran," whom Allah intends to do good with. Allah wants to be good and kind to a person. يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Allah gives him the knowledge of deen. And not only the knowledge, but the proper understanding of that knowledge also. So that is a sign that Allah wants to do good to a person, when Allah gives a person the knowledge of deen. And as we will read, the ibadat of an abid, that is, a person who has got the basic knowledge can never compare with an alim. An alim who sleeps the whole night and an abid who worships the whole night. The alim is more superior on the basis of his knowledge. One Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "La hasada illa fi thnatain." There is no jealousy in two people. That is, jealousy is a haram quality, to be jealous of a person, which means that you see that person has got some good quality, whether it is in dunya, he's got some ni'mat, he's got a nice house, car, etc., and you wish that that must be taken away, it must get destroyed. That is called jealousy. Or in deen, he's got some good quality and you wish it must be destroyed. Then there is another quality which is similar but with a different aspect, ghibta. That is, you admire that quality, you don't wish it must be destroyed, but you wish it must be in you also. That I also can have a car like that, I also can have a house like that, I also can have a job like that. This is permissible, and indeed it is commendable. You see, somebody has got a good quality, and you wish I also can have that quality, and you don't wish at all it must be taken away from that person. So for two particular people, this is highly recommendable. رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَسَلَّطَهُ عَلَى هَلَكَتِهِ فِي الْحَقِّ. A person whom Allah has given an enormous amount of wealth, and not just the wealth, but he is determined to spend that wealth in all good causes. All the time he's thinking, where can I spend? Where are there good causes? Widows, orphans, where can I build masjids, help people for dini education, etc. So this is something that a person should envy, that I wish I also could be like that, that I also have a lot of wealth, and I also not only hoard it or keep it, or just give the basic zakat and some lillah, but determined to spend it in the path of Allah Ta'ala. وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْحِكْمَةِ. And another person whom Allah Ta'ala has given knowledge. فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهَا وَيُعَلِّمُهَا. And he makes decisions according to that knowledge, and all the time he's teaching it to other people. This is also a quality that a person should desire, that I also could have deeni knowledge, and I could also teach and inform other people and guide them. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, مثل ما بعثني الله به من الهدى والعلم كمثل غيث أصاب أرضا. The example of myself, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that aspect of my life that Allah has given me hidayat and Allah has given me knowledge is like rain that descends on a certain ground. This knowledge which Allah had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and hidayat is like rain falling on a ground. That ground then is of three types. فَكَانَتْ مِنْهَا طَائِفَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ قَبِلَتِ الْمَا فَأَنْبَتَتِ الْقَلَى وَالْعُشْبَ الْكَثِيرِ. And of that land there is one very good piece of ground, that it accepts the water and it makes a grazing ground. And also lot of green grass it makes, where the animals, people can benefit from. That is one type of ground. وَكَانَ مِنْهَا أَجَادِبْ أَمْسَكَتِ الْمَا فَنَفَعَ اللَّهُ بِهَا النَّاسِ فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهَا وَسَقَوْا وَزَرَعُوا. And another piece of ground that it did not make anything grow, but it gathered the water, it dammed the water. There became a dam, and from there the people also benefit, animals also benefit. They also drank from there, and they gave the animals to drink. وَصَابَ مِنْهَا طَائِفَةٌ مِنْهَا أُخْرَى إِنَّمَا هِيَ قِيعَانٌ لَا تُمْسِكُ مَاءً وَلَا تُمْبِتُ الْكَلَى. And there is another piece of ground that is like stony, rocky ground. It is just like a useless piece of ground. It did not dam the water, and neither did it make any vegetation to grow either. So three types of ground. One is that it made things grow. It benefited itself, made things grow, others benefit from it. The second, it did not benefit itself, but it dammed the water and other people benefited from it. And the third is that piece of ground that it did not gather the water, made nothing grow, it did not benefit itself, neither did anyone else benefit. فَذَٰلِكَ مَثَلُ مَنْ فَقُهَ فِي الدِّينِ وَنَفَعَهُ مَا بَعَثَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَفَعَلِمَ وَعَلَّمَ. So that is the example, the first of that person, of what Allah had sent me with. A person acquires that knowledge, he practices upon it himself, he benefits. And he teaches it to other people, they also benefit. وَمَثَلُ مَنْ لَمْ يَرْفَعْ بِذَٰلِكَ رَأْسًا. And the next is a person who did not benefit from it, but others benefited from it. وَلَمْ يَقْبَلْ هُدَى اللَّهِ الَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ. And the third is that person did not benefit himself, neither did anyone else benefit. So of this knowledge, there are three categories. categories. One is a person who acquires this knowledge, he practices, he benefits himself, and he teaches it to others, others also benefit. The second is, he did not benefit from it, but he taught it to others, other people benefited from it. And the third is, he did not benefit, and neither did anyone else benefit also. So by this knowledge, there can be great benefit for a person, and also for the creation of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah let us acquire the basics of knowledge, and knowledge, the acquisition of knowledge, is from the cradle to the grave. How throughout our life we should be in a process of learning and teaching. It is one of the greatest occupation to be in learning and or teaching. Wa akhiru da'wana.